This week marks the beginning of Chodesh Elul, ushering in a time designated for personal introspection and evaluation in anticipation of the forthcoming Yamim Noraim. In fact, the word Elul itself, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, can serve as an acronym to help us focus on the major issues that should be occupying our attention during these very important days. Elul stands for, first, Ish Lireehu Umatonos Loevyonim, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. We are required, we know, in the Megillah to give gifts to one another and to the poor on Purim. By thinking of Elul as Ish Lireehu Umatonos Loevyonim, we're reminded of our obligations to one another, to take care and to provide for one another, obligations that surely are not limited to Purim, but are a fundamental part of our responsibility as Jews all year round, and certainly appropriate to focus upon on these days leading up to and culminating in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Related to this, note a very interesting detail presented almost in passing in this week's Parsha. The Parsha discusses all of the various technical and complicated laws of Kashrus. The Torah presents a list. Zos ha-behema asher tochelu, achezeh lo sochlu, this you can eat, this you can't eat. And included in the list of non-kosher birds is the chasida, generally translated as a stork. The Gemara explains that the reason why this bird was called chasida, lama nikra shma chasida, she'osa chasidus im chaveroseha, because it does acts of chesed, or kindness, with her friends. And Rashi explains that it consists of the fact that she shares her food with them. But the question is obvious. Why is this bird not kosher? Why can't we eat it? Surely she behaves in a praiseworthy manner. And the problem is compounded because the Rambam writes in his Mora Nevuchim that the birds mentioned as prohibited to eat in the Torah are cruel. And since, as it were, we are what we eat, we don't want to adopt their cruel tendencies. But what's cruel about the chasida if it draws its very name from the chesed that it does? So the Mefarshim explain that the answer lies in this very description of the bird. With whom does the chasida do acts of chesed? Im chaveroseho, with her friends. And here's the problem. Any living thing that expresses kindness only to its friends, osa chasidus, not with everybody, but dafka only im chaveroseha, is unfit for Jewish consumption. Ani ish lireehu umatonos leevyonim. This we are reminded of today, this Shabbos, as we begin to think about Elul, as we begin to prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Our obligation extends to all, friend and non-friend alike. Another acronym, Elul, Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li, the most famous acronym associated with Elul. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. The rabbis teach us that this refers to the Jewish people's relationship with God. We feel close to God. We want to be in the presence of God. We want to have an intimate and personal relationship with God as with a beloved. Although in the course of the year we may stray, the beginning of Elul, Anila Dodi Vidodi Li, we redirect our focus on our relationship with God and begin an effort to recapture its closeness and intimacy. This idea as well is reflected in today's Parsha. The Torah tells us of our obligation, Ki em el hamokom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem lasum es shmo sham l'shichno sidrishu uvasa shama. Torah tells us that we have an obligation to go to the place that God will choose to put his name there. You will go there, you will seek his dwelling. The Ramban in his Perish understands this in physical terms. Says the Ramban, you are to come from distant countries asking, where is the road leading to the house of God? What a question. A question relevant not only in the days of the Mishkan and the days of the Beis HaMikdash, but relevant to us now and here, as we ask ourselves prior to the Yamim Narayim, where is our road leading to the house of God? May we all be successful in our efforts, multiple efforts, and may we be blessed with a happy and a healthy and a successful new year. Shabbat Shalom.